Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Thank you.
have an itch, baby. I love you.
Love you. Love you.
Te quiero. Te amo. Te adoro.
I woke up this morning feeling strange. It was like I just fought for something more important than my own life. It was like I was fighting for love. Beautiful, beautiful, understand this. I was fighting for you, my wife, 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 wife. I was fighting the temptation of me wanting my love of my travel. I was fighting the gift that God gave to me, you see, because he made me just for you. I fought my desire not to cry in front of you. You see, in front of you, I saw my life complete. By your side, I saw the reason for me to live my life with someone other than myself. Behind you, beautiful, behind you, I saw every woman who didn't compare to you. And in my heart of hearts, I felt you keeping me alive. Now this morning, baby, this morning I woke up feeling strange. I felt this way because you weren't there beside me. And I tell myself this has to be a dream. This can't be real. This can't be reality. Nah, nah, baby, this is not the way that I feel. So instead of accepting this for what it is, I forced my subconscious to submit to my will. You see, I need to have you laying beside me like I need the world to believe that I exist. Like Donald Sterling needs the world to believe in his bullshit. Baby, so I fight. I fight like our love depends on it. Like Malcolm fought for Betty and his family. I fight for you, because you're the only thing in this world that matters to me. I fight to relive the dream that I have within my dream, because this nightmare that I'm living in right now is more than I can bear. And yeah, baby, I know I'm strong, and as cliche as this may sound, baby, I'm so much stronger with you here. So I fight. I fight to remember how your lips taste like mangoes the first thing in the morning, and how your skin feels like a cool breeze on a hot summer's day. I fight to remember how your eyes dance every time that you smile, and how the scent of us making love to our love every day drives me wild. And then, beautiful, just when I think I can't fight anymore, I wake up to your voice saying,
Te adoro. Te amo.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flav at Flav's House. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Please come in and sit down and relax and spend, well, I guess it's about another 45 minutes with me as we start this morning out together, as we begin and embark on a new week. This is just kind of my way of just coming together with you and spending some time as online friends. This isn't really about, you know, the industry that I'm a part of. This is about just kind of connecting with you as we begin a new week. So I started out today's show with Bashiri Assad with Toast to the People, going into my boy Eric Moore with For You, and closing out the first set with Nichelle Mungo from, what's the group called? It is called Indie Soul United, I believe, and her piece, Not Going to Run Away. So anyway, I hope you are doing well this morning. One of the things that I have learned about myself is that so much depends on me in how I handle things. Kind of going through a very, very painful situation right now. But the beautiful thing is I'm shifting it into the business, you know, and because I have got myself set up so well when it comes to my business, it's easy to kind of just focus there. If I didn't have Flav and everything that I do in support of artists, I might be going in a different direction with a severe sadness, you know, because I think that I'm learning that I can't always trust what is. How do you feel about that? You know, because I did not see this coming. I didn't. And I am a Cancer, and I'm emotional and sensitive, and I try to analyze things or whatever. I didn't see it coming. And so it kind of really, really threw me off. But again, because my foundation with what I do with my business is so strong, I've been able to kind of transfer that and just lean on that right now. So you'll be seeing me make some gradual changes. I am now calling my radio show Flav Coffee House 206 Radio, so FCH 206 Radio. My shows are going to be from Flav's House. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Mariko, encouraged me to kind of go that direction because some of the people very, very close to me call me Flav, or in a certain kind of group of people call me Flav. And Black Stacks, they are the ones who kind of originally started that. And so it's something I'm comfortable with. It makes me feel good and warm, and so I agreed with her, you know, that I would do the shows from a place of Flav's House instead of going all into Flav a Coffee House. She had this little saying and all, and I will try to see how I can fit that into it, because it's cute and it's catchy. So welcome to Flav a Coffee House 206 Radio, to Flav's House, to Morning Coffee with Flava. As I was saying, you know, so much that we experience in life and how we experience it has to do with us. It's really easy to blame others. You know, it is. But over this past year, with the changes that I've gone through, from family to living situations, a variety of things, I've learned that when I take control of how I react, I feel much better. That you are putting in place those type of tools for yourself, you know, that you can change your situation around just by how you react to things. You know, it's still fresh in a new year, you know, and I've done really well in staying on track with where I'm going, you know, for myself personally, for my family, and for my business. And so I think that's why so far, you know, with this unexpected problem, I don't know how to define it, came along, you know, I'm still able to stay on track. You know, taking care of my soul, you know, I'm really big into prayer and meditation. Very, very big into that. Sometimes I have to force myself through it, but it's part of my life now. And so even when I feel like I have to force it, I'm glad that I do it because it's part of my daily morning and evening routine. Sometimes I even take a break during the day. I do need to think about eating, though. My youngest daughter, Brittany, she's like, Mom, did you eat? What did you eat today? And she's really aware of the fact that I forget to eat sometimes. I don't always eat the same as my daddy because what he's able to eat now kind of has shifted. And it's not always something I really want to eat. Or the time that he wants to eat is not when I want to eat. And so I do have to make a very big effort in making sure that I eat. Brittany was like, Mom, why don't you set an alarm? So that, you know, because I set alarms for everything else, for what my daddy's needs are, for my business needs, for my grandchild's needs. And you know what? It's maybe not a bad idea for me to set an alarm and say, okay, it's time to eat. One thing that is a part of my life is drinking water. I drink lots and lots of water. I know my shows are called coffee house shows, right? I love coffee. I didn't necessarily drink coffee until I built Flavor Coffee House. That's the funny thing. But I love it, and it goes beyond the taste of it. It's kind of that experience. There's something warm and comforting about drinking coffee to me. And so it is much more of an experience. So I embrace the shows as being Flavor Coffee House and Coffee House shows because it's a vibe. It's a flavor. It's so funny because I saw this post yesterday, and I had to really kind of incorporate it into, you know, who I am and what I've done. It was so me. So when I built Flavor Coffee House back in 2003, you know, when I was going through the process of how I wanted to look and to working with the architects and the builders and all of that, I went into a brand new apartment complex. So the space was actually there as a retail space in this complex. It was just an empty shell. So I had to put in everything, the plumbing, the electricity and all of that. And then it came to what was I going to name her? And I came up with Flava. And the reason being, as you know, hearing my children use it as something that kind of represented who you are, kind of like a style, something of your essence or whatever. And so when I had my sign built, he kind of switched how I said it, which is fine. And all, but I came up with this saying that says flavor is a taste, a style, a feeling. And then I kind of incorporated in my advertisements, what's your flavor? So I saw this the other day, and it's perfect. It says, I think everything in life is art. What you do, how you dress, the way you love someone, and how you talk. Your smile, your personality, what you believe in all your dreams. The way you drink your tea, how you decorate your home, your grocery list, the food you make, how your writing looks, and the way you feel. Life is art. And it's so perfect because when I talk about art, that's exactly how I see it. Because, I mean, even as I look around my office here, there's different types of arts and different styles of how artists create a presentation to draw you into them. There's different sounds, there's different tastes. How I choose to dress, like in leopard print. You know, there's so much that goes into it, and I thought that is perfect, and I've got to save it because it definitely is the essence of what Flava means to me. And I love it. It makes me really embrace my life when I think about how I go about it. And nothing stays the same. You know, for anybody to say it doesn't matter if you like me or not, it does. If it didn't matter, we wouldn't be joining together online on social media and different places. We wouldn't go out and be concerned with how we look and all. So it does matter, you know, how other people see us. But I think that when we feel good about our own flavor, you know, it kind of radiates and the right people are attracted to us. So anyway, let me jump into some more music for you this Monday morning, the beginning of another week for me. I'm going to say work week, even though really Sunday is the only day I kind of take off, but then I kind of have to advertise my radio shows and stuff, right? So I really don't get a day off, but I have a brand new track from a brand new artist coming to you out of Righteous Music Media's group. His name is Drew Davis, and this is called Magic Man.
Well, when you're under my spell, well, Yeah.
sweet potato pie.
Call me daddy, baby. My. Anyway, in this last set, I played Drew Davis, a new artist to Flav's House. His piece is called Magic Man, going into my girl Nick West. If you follow me, you know I'm a stalker and a lover of Nick West. That girl is bad to the bone. And I played her piece, You Going Into Legit with Sweet Potato. I love playing this music for you. I hope you're digging what I'm playing. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava at Flav's House. Yes, I'm kind of switching things up a little bit. My station's now called Flava Coffee House, 206 Radio. I promise I'm going to keep it here. I know over the years I've been on the radio, I think 6 years now. I've changed the name a few times, kind of changed up a whole bunch of stuff. I'm kind of going back to my roots, my foundation of Flavor Coffee House, where my love and passion and kind of in a sense my career of working with creative souls was birthed, and Lady Flavor was birthed. And so we're going to keep it right here on the radio with Flavor Coffee House, everything, what I do with my job, Flavor Coffee House. And so you'll be seeing some gradual changes kind of moving in that direction, and does not mean I will not be working with other people on their projects, but I think that it needs to be separated, and that I do what I do under my own umbrella instead of trying to incorporate others into it. And so I'm excited about all of this. So welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is where we're going to gather every Monday morning, just so that we can, you know, kind of greet each other. Hopefully I'm sharing some thoughts that make you think, that kind of encourage you as you go into the week. This is just my way of just saying, hey, I see you, you know, and you matter. And I want you to have the best and most productive and happy week as we go into it. I used to do this show on Wednesdays because it was like my way of kind of, you know, coming together with you on hump day, you know, that middle of the week thing, you know, but life just changes, and trying to fit in everything that I do with my daddy's needs and my grandbaby's needs and all of that, because I'm their caretaker. So this is perfect for me. My coffee house show I do on Saturdays. Also, I do it at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because it's kind of when my family is still asleep and I can come to you and spend some time uninterrupted by anybody before the phones start ringing for the business and all of that. So if you're just tuning in, there's still some seats left. Come in, sit down. We've got about 20 minutes more to go of the show. I came to Facebook. It is really interesting. Good and sad and sometimes bad what you find out on social media. But I guess it's the new way of making announcements and sharing life with each other. I had a very special friend who has been very, very ill. And we would communicate, you know, in private messages on, you know, what was going on. But he really never talked that much about his illness and being sick and his time, which was a lot of time in the hospital. And so we would always talk about, you know, meeting up at a coffee shop, you know, and just sitting and talking and being in each other's presence, you know, and that never happened. And I'm really sad that it never happened. But a dear friend, Dwayne Donahue, passed away. And it's a great loss, you know, and it wasn't just such a great loss for me. If you go to his wall and you see the reaction of so many people here in Seattle, Washington, in regards to his passing, we all knew he was sick, you know, and I would say that maybe it shouldn't be a surprise, but it was. It just wasn't something I was expecting to come to Facebook and find out. It's not a matter that I found out about it on Facebook. It just kind of threw me. So then, you know, when there's somebody who passed, even when they're very, very sick, it just is a reminder that life can, I was going to say taken away in an instant, you know, but it's, tomorrow's not promised, you know, it's really not promised. And I hope that what you do for yourself within your family, your relationships, all of that, that you're building something solid that people can fall back on, and that you have your own little community that makes your world make sense. Again, we cannot do this on our own. We just can't. We need people to feed off of and build off of and grow from. And hopefully we all have somebody that allows us to be vulnerable. I think that's something really important, is to have a comfortable space and place and person that you can just let all your guards down and be vulnerable with them and know that you're safe. Be sure that you let the people in your world know that you love them, you know, that you see them, that they matter, because you just don't want things to end with any regrets. You just don't. That's really, really a hard thing in life, is when people say, you know, the last conversation we had, we argued, or we were mad at each other, or we weren't speaking to each other. Don't let it go that way. If somebody matters to you, somehow kind of bring the peace to it. Bring the peace to it. And know that you're worth that too. It's not just for them, it's for yourself. Because, man, yeah. So rest in peace, my dear, dear friend. Dwayne Donahue, I am going to miss our messages. I am going to miss you always letting me know that I matter and that what I've created was a wonderful thing. You always encouraged me. You always let me know that you are proud of me. And I am so sorry, because as I say this right now, I think that I took that for granted, because I knew that's how you would always come to me, is to let me know I matter and that you saw me. You always asked me about how my daddy was doing and my family was doing, and you never talked about yourself. Even when I asked you, you never brought up your illness and how challenging it was for you in the last year or two. So anyway, I love you, my friend. You are missed. I know you are going to be my angel and many, many others' angels. And we will see each other again. So I'm going to jump into some more music. I got to take you in a country direction. I love this version of Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. I love it. The instrumentals are just so on point. This is my boy, Dave Britt, again with Billie Jean.
Don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one.
All I'm really thinking about right now, so everyone in this room to disappear. Then it would only be you and I here. I'd love to get you next to me, hold you so closely. I wanna bring you near, 'cause you turned me on something fierce. And if the trees outside could speak, everybody wouldn't go into shock or freak. And if they told you what they really saw, it would knock you to your knees and make you crawl. The walls in this room right now could cry. There would be something that you can't deny. I'm trying my best to make you realize that everything's so organized. So many things to tell you, so this may come as a surprise. I thank God for you, that everlasting look in your eyes. I've got nothing to lose, baby, if I could only win you tonight. 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 If I could only win you. Baby, let me tell you how you shine. It's enough to blow my mind, 'cause you're a one of a kind. I'd love to get you next to me in my vicinity. I wanna bring you near, 'cause you turn me on something fierce. And if the trees outside could speak, everybody would go into shock or freak. And if they told you what they really saw, it would knock you to your knees and make you crawl. The walls in this room right now could cry. There would be something that you can't deny. I'm trying my best to make you realize that everything's so organized. So many things to tell you, so this may come as a surprise. I thank God for you, that everlasting look in your eyes. See, I've got nothing to lose, baby, if I could only win you tonight. 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 If I could only win you. Do.
I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flavor with me this morning. This is going to be one of my favorite shows, and I think Monday is a good day to do it. So mark your calendars for every Monday to just come join me as you start your week out, and let's see if we can share some good thoughts and good vibes and just take us into an amazing, amazing day and week. And please know, let me just throw the phone number out there. You can call into this particular show. If you've got something to share, it's all about kind of good vibes and all that good stuff, or just, you know, embracing life in a great way. Please feel free to call in. So write down this number, 347-857-1189. Any of my talk shows, I definitely will open up the phone line and take your calls and welcome you to come into Flay's house and, you know, share your thoughts with me here on the radio airwaves. In this last set, I played my boy David Britt with Billie Jean, going into Oh My Love over there in Switzerland, Chameleon within this room, and closing out this set with Mark Van Claggett and his piece called Shattered Dreams. So how you feeling? You doing good? I hope you are. I'm feeling great, so thanks for coming and starting this day out with me. I'm doing a little better in getting up and being awake prior to coming on the air. And so I'm happy. I'm smiling right now. I hope that you can feel my good spirit coming through the airwaves, and hopefully that transcends into you and know that you can make this an absolutely amazing day. It's all about your attitude. It's all about how you choose to react to things. You know, let's take back our control and not blame others and circumstances for how our life goes, how our days turn out, okay? So as you start this day and you look in the mirror, know that that person that's looking back at you thinks you are absolutely amazing and loves you. Go out today and share a smile, especially a smile with somebody you don't know, a smile with a stranger. You just don't know how that simple act of kindness can make somebody's day a little bit brighter. I appreciate you. I value you. If you weren't listening to me, I wouldn't be on the radio, right? So anyway, thank you so very much from the bottom of my heart. And stay tuned for more shows on Flavor Coffee House 206 Radio. Have a great day.